This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So a vape pen kills a man. Literally, he died at the hands of a vape pen. Why? Because it exploded and severed his carotid artery. This is scary. Medical authorities say a 24-year-old Texas man died last month after his vaping pen exploded. He was technically killed by penetrating trauma after pieces of the device severed his left carotid artery and damaged his skull. His name was William Brown, only 24 years old, and he died at John Peter Smith Hospital. Now, according to his grandmother, he suffered from asthma issues. And he had basically ended up kind of holding on for a couple days until he died 2 days after. And it was just weeks before his 25th birthday. His grandmother, Alice Brown, says it just hurts so bad. Now he'll never see that birthday. It's a waste of the things he could have accomplished. Now, his grandmother told the news outlet that her grandson told her he had to go pick something up from his car and stop at the bank, but that he made a pit stop to buy a vaporizer pen on the way home. He was a really bad asthmatic, so somebody, one of his friends, had said that there was some of those that had something that could help him breathe good. Brown told the Telegram newspaper of her grandson's decision to use an electronic vaporizer pen. She said the grandson popped the top off the device, which was not identified by brand, and the bottom part shot through his neck and lodged back there. She said, this is being reported by Fox News, the next she heard of him was in a phone call from the hospital. She had reportedly told that he had suffered a stroke after the explosion and was experiencing bleeding on the brain. She says it just seems so unreal. He was running around doing his thing at 24, and now he's gone. Now, this comes after a man in Florida died from similar circumstances when his vape pen exploded and sent fragments into his skull. Talmadge D'Elia died in May. He suffered 80% of his body in burns. He's 38 years old and was the first e-cig fatality in the U.S. I'm surprised. I thought there were more, but I think there's been a lot of vape pens and electronic cigarettes and stuff exploding, but nobody dying. Now we have two people in less than 12 months dying from their vape pen. So, basically, you got a battery, you got a heating element. They resemble regular cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. Some may look like pens, or like the Juul, they may look like USB sticks. And the CDC warns that the devices can cause unintended injuries, especially if the product is defective or made in some foreign country and not, regulated. The agency notes that most explosions occur when the device's battery is charging. Now, in 2016, the FDA moved to define e-cigs and vape devices as a tobacco product, which I don't like because there's no tobacco in it. You know, I get that. I get it's a nicotine product. I get that. But, you know, now the products were required to have labels talking about nicotine addictiveness. And then for consumers who purchase e-cigs and other devices, the agency recommends choosing a product equipped with safety features such as firing button locks, vent holes, and protection against overcharging. It also recommends to replace the batteries if they are damaged or wet, and keeping the vape covered. It also, I think they mean the vape pen, I'm not sure. It also advises against using a tablet or phone charger with the device to avoid overcharging it, or and avoid charging it overnight. Why? Because they could probably go on fire, they could start a fire, and then you're asleep when this is happening. Now, authorities did not identify what type of vape pen Mr. Brown had been using, but his grandmother told the Star-Telegram that she was working with an investigator that and had recovered a piece to aid with the case. So the grandmother's all over this, it sounds like, but I mean, this is a shame. This is a young kid who had his full life, and I understand many of you are trying to quit smoking, and these vape pens and vaporizers and Juuls do serve a purpose. If they can get you off tobacco and quick, I'm for it. What I don't like is people who are never going to smoke use them. And they're like a big thing. People get addicted to the nicotine. They get their hit. They wake up. You know, trust me, if somebody said, Dr. Dahlia, you know what? You could be super skinny if you vape. You'll always have energy. You'll still be able to sleep at night. And you'll look cool. You know, and I was like 10. Not that I would have been a doctor at 10 years old. But I would have been like, hell yeah. And they taste yummy. Like a Jolly Rancher. I would be like, hell yeah. Actually, it could taste like poop. I'd do it. That's the problem. And so I don't know how safe your particular, thing is. I mean, two deaths in a 12-month period is too much for me. I understand there's millions of people vaping. I understand there's millions of cartridges out there. I get that. But it just, I don't know if this is just the media highlighting things or if it's, a political push or, but I'm sorry, when somebody dies, right, because they're using a device that explodes and pierces their skull and artery, we have a problem. And so I don't know what the answer is. You know, there's this big push for nicotine products. Now, I heard years ago, you know, before vaping got big, that there was going to be nicotine, you know, like yummy nicotine gum, nicotine toothpaste, all these different nicotine products that aren't supposed to blow up. So people who knew need their nicotine, you know, high, or they need their nicotine fix, could brush their teeth in the morning and get their nicotine, or even caffeine. There's supposed to be also caffeinated toothpaste. Again, the problem is we have an addiction to nicotine. We might have quit smoking, but we probably have more people addicted to nicotine than we ever have. That's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in terms dermatology right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, all right. The Fox News has an article saying how to avoid falling victim to hospital mistakes. Now, we've talked about this a lot because they say millions of injuries or deaths are happening in the United States due to hospital errors. And I'm just blown away by the numbers. I mean, when I worked in the hospital and I trained, I didn't see anybody die from our mistake. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, backpedal or defend anybody, but they make it sound like people are just dropping dead when they walk into a hospital. It's like, well, aren't they dying because they're sick or have some issues? But I guess tennis star Andy Murray posted a hospital photo to Instagram last week. And British doctors who treated him insisted that the procedures that he had were up to code. And he had talked about, he had showed that IVs were misplaced, arm hair wasn't shaved, and so there was some pushback, of course, going, no, no, we did everything right. And so Dr. Gregory Mosteller, an emergency medicine specialist at UNC Rex Hospital Raleigh, said the best way that's to protect against hospital errors is to ask a lot of questions. Don't be afraid to speak up, he says. Doctors make mistakes and patients suffer as a result. So there are some red flags. Now, hold on. I need to wet my whistle. So these are how to prevent them from becoming real problems. So I've talked to you guys about some of the issues. You're being given the wrong medication. Being given too much of the medication. Not giving the medication on time when you're supposed to. Issues with hand washing. Issues with equipment that were clean, but, you know, somebody washed their hands and they had to grab something, came back, and didn't rewash their hands. You know, things like that. But again, we don't usually see people die, but apparently the statistics are out there that people are dying at the hands of staff and doctors at hospitals, which scare me. I still don't buy it. So, the wrong medication. Dr. Mosteller says, when an emergency department gets busy and you're going to receive a medication, ask what is it, what it's for, and is it really supposed to go to me? Now, he's right. Yeah, and I've said this many times. I'm like, ask if the staff person, physician, nurse, whatever, gets all hot and, you know, bothered under the collar. You know, you could say, look, I trust you. It's just, you know, there's a lot of stories out there that people get the wrong medication. You know, this is my body. I just want to see what's going inside me. That's honest. That's fair. They say electronic medical records are great, but you could easily click on the wrong person. Yeah, see, that was what was nice with paper charts. Paper charts were nice and big. You know, the name on it and on the back, so you had some privacy. It only had initials. So I would see a big WAC, so I kind of knew that was mine, unless there was, you know, some other person with the last name of Wacky or Waxter or whatever. Most likely that was my chart. And I could tell because it was thick and they needed the, you know, forklift to carry my medical chart, you know, and the doop, 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 you know, back it up. And so I knew it was mine. Now it's like, you know, who did you click on? They say even if a medication is meant for you, it's worth checking to see if it won't conflict with any drugs that you're already taking or if you're allergic to it. You should have a band that clearly displays your allergies on your arm or another extremity. That's according to Borislav Stoev, chairman of the Department of Emergency Medicine at St. Peter's University Hospital in New Brunswick. He said if you're confused or overwhelmed, Dr. Stoev suggests requesting a patient advocate, somebody employed by the hospital to help you ask the right questions and understand what's happening. He's right about that. Most hospitals have patient advocates. So that person could come downstairs, be there in the ER, and be there for you to double-check that everything's right. Now, somebody could say, no, everybody's friends. You know, they probably all go out and hang out and have happy hour together. They're not going to, I don't know. A patient advocate is hired by the hospital to do a job. And most likely, they don't hang out all the time with the ER staff. ERs are busy. So a patient advocate, you know, is a great idea. And then mistaken identity. They say think grabbing the wrong Starbucks order is bad. Imagine receiving the wrong blood or platelets. They say treatment mix-ups do happen. Always confirm that the blood transfusion you're about to receive is indeed intended for you. Same thing with unexpected tests. If the physician says you're getting an ultrasound and then someone comes in and says, let's go for your x-ray, that should be a red flag. They said, question anything that seems like overkill. You know, many medical providers in the past wouldn't tell you what they were going to do. They were just going to do stuff, say, I'm ordering some tests, I'm out of here. So then you would just have a bunch of tests and go, okay, uh-uh. How I trained medical students and how I was trained is tell the patients what you're going to do and explain why. Well, with this abdominal pain, I'm a little worried it's appendicitis, so I'm going to do a CAT scan. We are going to run a pregnancy test to make sure you're not pregnancy first. We're going to run a blood test. As soon as we know that's clear with the pregnancy test, we're going to go ahead and do the scan. This scan will probably have an IV because we're going to do some contrast. So you will get an IV. And, you know, I mean, I would just walk them through. And I think they prefer it better. Now, wrong site surgery. Remember I told you to mark your body part before surgery with a permanent marker? A big star and arrows on the correct knee or the correct arm or the correct breast? Last month, as you know, a Florida surgeon was fined because he removed a woman's kidney that was supposed to be routine back surgery. So wrong site surgeries do happen, not to mention things that... Now, he took out the kidney because he thought it was cancer, but she had a unique sort of kidney situation, and so he wasn't expecting it, so he took it out. Again, you're not supposed to do that unless you get patient permission. You know, most likely it wouldn't have killed her, so you just close her back up, you do the surgery you got consented for, and then you say, look, I saw an issue with your kidney, whatever, and then she could say, no, I've always had that. So I was kind of surprised that somebody just went in and removed it, but they probably thought it was a mass. Confirm any surgical procedures before you undergo anesthesia. Make sure the surgeon uses a marker. Watch the physician mark the surgical site prior to surgery. Okay? And then they say dirty hands. One of the most dangerous weapons in the ER is dirty hands. Go ahead and tell people entering the room to wash your hands. There are hand sanitizers everywhere. Tell them to use them before and after. It's okay to be a pain in the butt. Then they talk about unnecessary prescriptions. They say doctors often feel pressure to provide antibiotics, even if they're unnecessary. But antibiotics can have negative side effects, and overprescribing can contribute to drug-resistant superbugs. So Dr. Stoev suggests that you ask, do I have an infection or is it a viral illness? If it's viral, then I don't need antibiotics. And then let them know if you want to be pill-free. You know, now, if you do skip antibiotics when you need the antibiotics, that's, again, not a good sign. Then have them explain why they're giving you the medication. So you have to basically, the whole moral to this, to avoid hospital mishaps or medical office mishaps, is to be on it. I mean, and you're going to have to be a pain in the butt. Who cares? Now, you don't want to be rude. Oh, what's that? What are you doing to me? You don't have to be rude. You could say, I would like to reconfirm and cross-check if you don't mind. Okay? You know, I've heard about, you know, instances where people got the wrong medication. I'd like to take a look. Same thing with the prescription. When a doctor gives you a prescription, don't look at it once you get to the hospital or the pharmacy. Read it right then and there and ask questions. What is simvastatin? You said you were going to give me Zocor for cholesterol, and this says simvastatin. Oh, Joe, it's the generic of Zocor. We wrote simvastatin because this is generic. Oh, okay, I get it. But I don't want generic, I want brand name. Oh, okay, if you want brand name, then we'll rewrite it. That's fine. Same thing with flu shots. Now, some of you will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, how do I know what I'm supposed to get? Somebody's giving me an injection, how do I know how much? Well, you could ask them and say, you know, how much are you giving me? And they say, well, we're giving you, you know, a half a cc. Okay, now that's fine. If somebody says we're giving you 5 cc's, you know, double check that. We don't really have a lot of injections that are 5 cc's. I mean, in the office, that is. Same thing with vaccines. Usually most injections are about a half a cc. Sometimes with trigger point injections, we'll do a couple cc's. But again, ask, have them explain. And you don't have to do something right then and there. Let's say somebody's doing a trigger point injection because you're having neck or back pain. And they're going to inject you with the steroid. Well, usually trigger point injections have a steroid in it, has some lidocaine and some marcaine. Marcaine's a longer acting pain anesthetic. Nothing's narcotic. And let's say you go, huh, I'm going to be doing a trigger point injection. I want to look it up. Then fine. You know, you may have to wait a little bit longer at the doctor's office, but then go take 15, 20 minutes to look.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to deliver his State of the Union address just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Tuesday. All indications are that President Trump will do what he can to reach across the aisle to work with Democrats on issues including infrastructure. Democratic Congressman Max Rose tells Fox News everyone just needs to learn to work together in D.C.
It's clear that hyperpartisanship in this country right now, in the halls of Congress, is truly representative of a crisis in our nation. We can't get anything done.
A border town in Mexico near Texas is on high alert as 2,000 Central American migrants approach. The police are in riot gear as migrants from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador all make it closer and closer to the U.S.-Mexico border. And the New England Patriots are celebrating their Super Bowl win with a parade in Boston today. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Now, this is scary. A woman claims to find a hook inside her tampon. Ouch! Calls the company's response unacceptable. A Virginia Beach woman allegedly found a sharp plastic hook inside a tampon. Harmony Grant told 13 News Now, I kind of felt like they brushed it off, like it was no big deal, and I could have been seriously injured. According to the news outlet, She unwrapped a Playtex Gentle Glide tampon and saw a black dot on it. She claimed she pulled out the object, which revealed a hook. She contacted Edgewell Personal Care, which makes the product, and they got back to her via email. In a statement to 13 News Now, the company said that they will be able to fully evaluate all details of this report once they receive the necessary information. In the meantime, this one isolated case does not affect other Playtex tampon products, which remain safe to use. That's according to the company's spokesperson. They say the health and safety of the woman who use our products is a top priority for Edgewell Personal Care. Now, I don't really get what they said back to her. They don't include that email. But she said she was left traumatized by the situation and has shared a message on Facebook with pictures of the alleged hook. Now, you know, as a company, it's very interesting how we do things now. Everything goes public. And so your action or lack of action ends up being very, very public. And so the other thing that ends up happening is the more attention somebody can garner on social media or in the media, and this was, you know, on Fox News, the more of a case they may have when it comes to a lawsuit. And so I don't know what the hell a hook was doing in her tampon. I really don't know what that was. That doesn't make any sense. And some people say, well, maybe it's just kind of part of the apparatus. No. Nothing black should be on a tampon. Tampons are supposed to be all white. That's just the way they are. They're white. There's really not much to it. White and a string. There's not really supposed to be metal, no springs, no heating elements like a vape, you know, an e-cig. I mean, there's just supposed to be gauze and a string. Really, that's it. So, an apology, a refund, and a proper response should be fine. When companies don't do that, people get mad. People get mad, and then things go public. When things go public, then there's more of an excuse that somebody is traumatized. So, you know, I don't know if the lawyers are going to, you know, move forward on this. You know, how traumatizing is it if you have a hook in a tampon? Well, you know, for some people it is, I guess, you know, something could have caused some infection or whatever. I mean, that it's a big deal. I mean, is it a $1 million lawsuit? No. But I see a lot of restaurants, I see a lot of companies just handle things wrong. Now, mind you, if I owned a restaurant, I don't know what I would do with everybody saying there's a bug in the food, right? Or, you know, bringing the cockroach. You know, people bring cockroaches from home. What movie was that? Was that The Tower Heist, right, where Eddie Murphy brings a cricket or something, or cockroaches? And so he goes, oh, I have lunch. And they're like, really? You're buying lunch? Because it was a fancy place. You know, and none of them could afford because they were all out of jobs or out of money or something, you know. And he goes, yeah, lunch is on me. And he puts the bugs, I guess, on the table or whatever. And, you know, they were able to get out of, you know, pain. The only time I ever got out of pain for a meal, and this was disgusting, I can't even talk about it. And, oh, my gosh, I mean, I just couldn't eat, is I was, and I won't tell you the name of the place, but we were driving to California, and we stopped by a breakfast place, and I ordered, you know, some crepes, and there was a bunch of black hair. We're talking like somebody who just shaved their beard. That, like, shaved off their whole beard or had a haircut. Clumps of hair in my food. And then I looked at my son's, and he had it too. And I was going to pay. I was like, you know what, let me just pay and get out of here. And they go, no, you don't have to pay. And I just got the hell out of there before I vomited. That I was like, whoa, my gosh. I mean, just disgusting. So that was about the only time. But I mean, you saw it. You saw it embedded into the food. It was so bad. So, you know, what restaurants need to do is, you know, one, yeah, there are people that fake it. I get that. There's a lot of fakers. People lose money. But you have to have kind of a budget of, all right, I'm going to lose the money. But something like this, you know, if you're a company and somebody goes, yeah, this was on my tampon, well, how do you prove it? You know, and you as a consumer, you better take good pictures. You know, and don't pull it out and take pictures. Just go, oh, you see? Man, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a study has come out saying that women's brains age slower than men's. I don't know about that. I'm turning more into an old fart than my husband is. I don't know about that. But they say scientists have found a new distinction between the brains of two sexes. Age-related changes to the brain occur more slowly in women than in men. Now, we don't know if it's nature versus nurture or to what extent they exist. This, according to Science Alert. But there are structural differences between the sexes. The latest research now indicates that female brains, on average, appear to be about 3 years more youthful than the brains of men of the same age when it comes to brain metabolism. And they think that that's why women may stay more mentally sharp than men for a longer period of time. Again, I don't think that. My husband, he's way sharper than I am. And he's older than me. So this is according to neuroscientist Manu Goyal of the Mallinckrodt Institute of Radiology at Washington University. And he said, we're just starting to understand how various sex-related factors might affect the trajectory of brain aging and how that might influence the vulnerability of the brain to neurodegenerative diseases. They say brain metabolism might help us understand some of the differences we see between men and women as they age. Scientists have already established that you have this gray matter volume. You got white matter and gray matter. And the gray matter decreases more quickly in men than females. Now, why? Is it testosterone versus estrogen? Women lose their estrogen when they age. And they also found that gene expression could do it. So, they say there's pieces of evidence suggestive of a neoteny in the female brain. But they think it may be metabolism, how the brains run on glucose. Now, as we age, the brain's use of glucose changes. They say in children, there's this metabolic process called aerobic glycolysis. It's associated with the brain development. It increases sync, synaptic formation, growth, nerve connection. It's really interesting. I mean, I can't make it interesting, but, you know, if you like that kind of stuff, it's interesting. But then, as you become an adult, this aerobic glycolysis starts to slow. And then it starts to decline. Now, the brain will still use sugar for cognitive function, but aerobic glycolysis plateaus at a low level, usually when you're in your 60s. Now, we don't know exactly what age. You know, it varies. But they say there's sex differences. And using PET scans, they were able to look at men and women from the ages of 20 to 28, or to 82. And they were looking at the flow of oxygen and glucose in their brains. And they wanted to determine the proportion of glucose that was being allocated to aerobic glycolysis. Then they fed this machine an algorithm, whatever. And then the researchers asked the algorithm to estimate the ages of the women based solely on their metabolism data. And it calculated that the women were on average 3.8 years younger than they were actually. So, you know, brains need glucose. I know there's this big push to be in ketosis. And I don't know if the jury's still out on, or the verdict's out on how healthy that is. But some people really try to cut out as much sugar as possible. And I agree, refined processed sugar, it's crap. You can't be eating that. But healthy sugar, your body does need. Yeah, your body makes sugar, but make sure you're getting... Excuse me, make sure you're getting a little of it. 1-877-DR-ALLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA, protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, this is interesting. This study came out where they say single men are stinkier than married men. So, I mean, my guess is the more whipped you are, the better you start to smell. Well, I really feel bad for men. I really do. I mean, you know, men really have it rough. I know that's not the theme of the last couple of years, but I just really am a fan of men, you know, a lot of the men in my life. And I've had some real idiots and jerks in my men, and I've had some bad things happen to me. But still, for the most part, the men that are in my life, my friends, my family, whatever, they're good guys. They are good guys. So, cut them some slack, Jack. But they say single men are stinkier, and you're going to love how they did this. Okay, so what they did is they had 82 heterosexual women. And they used heterosexual women because, again, they were trying to make a point in terms of how to attract mates, right? Okay? And they had 82 heterosexual women on standby when a bunch of men, age 18 and 35, worked up a nice juicy sweat. Okay? Then they took their T-shirts and they cut out the armpit section of the T-shirt. And they handed it out for these lucky women to smell and do a scale, okay? And so the women then had to decide on a smelly scale how smelly the armpit section of the T-shirt was. The scale was a 3 out of 6. And for single men, they ended up clocking it at a 3.5. For married men, they ended up clocking in at a 3. Hence, married men made stinkier underarm sweat than, that, again, 82 women. It's not the biggest study, right? So anyway, they made stinkier underarm sweat than single men. Or, I'm sorry, single men did it more than married men. Now, somebody could say, well, yeah, because, you know, married men wear colognes. They wear, no. No, it's quite the opposite. A lot of single men that are out there trying to get little ladies wear a lot of colognes and stuff. Most married men, they're like, I'm good, and I already got her. You know, the whole farting on the couch thing, you generally don't see until the second day of marriage. Everybody holds in their gas, even women, too. Women hold it in. They all, you know, look all pretty or whatever. I don't think my husband saw me without my makeup until our honeymoon. Oh, he wanted to run. Oh, he wanted to run. That's why you need to, guys, you need to make sure you do a beach day or a day at the pool. But if that's a deal breaker, the only way, that's another thing. Yeah, take a shower together. I'm not here to promote, you know, premarital sex. All right, go swimming, but there's other ways to get her makeup off this year without her makeup. And I would do that. And if you don't like it and you're like, no, that doesn't work. But then again, I mean, my husband really doesn't see me that much at home. I mean, yeah, I usually have makeup on first thing in the morning. I mean, my kids have seen me without my makeup. Oh, Lord have mercy. And I know it scares them. My kids are like, Mom, you know, because they're friends. They think I'm kind of good looking. And the kids are like, I don't get it. Well, one is because I'm their mom, but number two is they see me without my makeup. So they're like, okay, you guys are whack. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah. So anyway, so what is going on here? So, yeah, well, married men probably don't have to be on the hunt. That's my guess. Married men don't probably have to be, you know, vying for you. So once they're married, they're good. So they're going to be able to propagate their seed. We got to go back to caveman days. We're not looking at society and being politically correct and talking about, you know, we're looking at why does the body have certain functions and why are certain things being exuded? And we talk about body odor. Body odor is supposed to have pheromones and it's supposed to attract those from the opposite sex. A man who just got back from hunting and reeks would have been sexier to a cave woman than a man who didn't smell. Why? Because it looked like he was active. He was able to move. He was able to work up a sweat. He actually gets up out of the cave, quits watching Netflix, and actually goes and gets dinner. That is attractive to cave lady. We're talking caveman days. And so body odor... No, don't mix it up with fat flatulence. No. Farting doesn't help. No, it does not. That's a deal breaker. Okay, so flatulence and gas in caveman days, your cave was small. There is no evolutionary advantage to that in terms of mating. Now, you do need to let the gas out. That just is, it's a byproduct of eating. It's a byproduct of digestion. Air moves things. You have to do that. But no. That doesn't mean that if you want to get a mate, start farting. No, won't happen. Won't happen at all. But in terms of body odor, back in caveman days, that was important. And the funny thing is what do a lot of people like? You know, when they look at pictures of, you know, guys and stuff like that. Yeah, I like the whole guy in a suit, some of that GQ stuff. But what are some of the pictures that really attract people? It's the ones where they're coming out of the gym, right? And they're all glistening and things like that with the muscles. That's supposed to be very attractive. Now, of course, you can't smell. There's no scratch and sniff on the magazine or whatever. But body odor in caveman days, that, you know, attracted people. Just like animals. Animals sniff each other all the time. I see my cats. I see the dog. They are just all about the odors. They just can figure you out with the odors. And we could tell if you're sick. Certain odors are, even though there may not be bad odors, certain odors turn us off. A sugary, sweet odor, that means you have diabetes. That might, in caveman days, turn people off. So there are certain things our body is used to. Now, that doesn't mean we love body odor. Body odor stinks sometimes. But, again, back then, they didn't, you know, it was something that their body got accustomed to, and it was something that, you know, was designed for, okay, we can mate. So there's a chance that when men are married, they just don't have that drive or that need. Now, you would think that's wrong because they have a family to protect. They have a family to feed. I'm not talking about 2019. Okay, I get it, you know. I'm not trying to be stereotypical, but, you know. But maybe when they're married, and again, our current men, maybe there's not that much of a push. You know, there's an argument that maybe we're making less testosterone these days because there's really not that much competition. You know, we talk about the feminization of boys that's happening, and we blame hormones on our food. Well, is there also a feminization of boys happening because we're not making testosterone as much? Boys don't have to fight in school as much anymore. You know, they don't have to do macho stuff. I mean, guys, to get our attention, used to do some crazy stuff on the playground. Maybe they'd get in fights. Maybe they would, you know, and the girls would be like, oh, well. And this whole macho idea, we don't do that anymore. We don't fight. We also don't compete like we can. If you have a girl that you're competing with for a job, you kind of, as a guy, feel like you got to go easy. She's a girl. Because you don't want to be accused of being sexist, you know? And so you don't, you know, compete like you would compete out in the wild. So your body learns and makes less testosterone. So our testosterone levels are falling. That's one thing I'm noticing. And I'm not saying go out there and be a jerk and, you know, punch a woman. I'm not saying that by no means. No. God forbid. But because we are in a different sort of, you know, society right now, we may not be utilizing our testosterone. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt, at peaceaboveall.net. For additional information, please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.